Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thomas, my mother has something to say.
Oh, what have we done? What have you done?
We did. No, she was very, very complimentary recent mini episode where we talked about periods.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
And she's had some thoughts.
She has had some thoughts. First of all, she said, well, actually, she said this after the information that she sent me. So she said, wonderful to open the dialogue though, lovey, which I thought was really nice.
Yes, we'll take that.
So for anybody who's just tuning in or doesn't know the history, my mother is a psychologist. She focuses on queer relationships and just relationship therapy in general, yes, which is really handy. And yet she won't come on this goddamn podcast. She said, first of all, your discussion was quite binary. We talked about it from a man's perspective and then from a woman's, but not any other inclusive. So we didn't talk about it from a non-binary perspective.
No.
We don't have that information. So I would like to put out that as a cis man and a cis woman, we don't necessarily have that particular point of view.
Yeah, that's our bad, guys. If we're ever too heteronormative with language or discussions or arenas, that's on us. Sorry, that's all we know. That's our default position.
And write in and tell us about it. We are hearing all opinions from everybody everywhere. So please write in and let us know. Mum said, secondary, broaden your definition of sex. You were probably talking about intercourse, like penetrative. So she's like, when people talk about sex, she made the point that it's not just penetrative intercourse and that we do need to broaden our definitions to have all of the things that I guess we would have formally considered foreplay and other sex acts as actual part of sex. She said, lesbians need to navigate this big time. And she said, with 4 G's,
huge.
As do all women. She said, women may be missing out on that great increase in intensity that happens when. So remember how I said when we were talking about periods that I always get
quite horny
when Aunt Flo comes to town. She said, you're missing out on it if you don't do stuff. She said, you can have, because the point that she made when I was actually discussing this to her, she's like, women syncing up is actual bullshit. It seems like it. It can happen like coincidentally. She goes, but if lesbians cut out period week for any kind of sexual activity,
in
1 month, you end up with a week and a half of, of actual sex time.
So may have some necessity to dive into this.
So she said, you can have blood-free intercourse, great sex. You can have shower sex. I'll have a good wash, pop in a tampon and have some fun. She says religious hang-ups and male judgment have shamed a woman for centuries for having period. This is Eve's fault and we need to get over it.
Yeah, fair. I think we tried to touch on a little bit of that in that quickie, how men can be a bit immature about it. Sorry, that's on us, guys. Our bad.
I don't think she was criticizing so much as wanting to say, here are some other great things that you consider.
It's just
because, I mean, yeah, sure, you can. You can just pop a tampon up there and then have a lot of other sex acts which are not necessarily fully penetrative that are still a real good time.
Hmm. Difference between two people having sex and sort of sex acts happening, I suppose.
Yeah, and so as a sex therapist, my mom's like, it's all sex, Liz.
It's
all sex. Just because P doesn't go in V doesn't, that doesn't mean it's not sex.
Mm. No, but
interesting discussion, I thought.
So Liz's mother has yes-anded us with ideas and information. That's what we want.
Thanks, Mama.
We don't know anything. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Best.
Ms. Hannah.
Miss Hannah.
She has a different surname to me because Vest is my daddy's of course. Surname.
Well, there we go. A little bit of feedback off the top on this quickie. Over to me now, Liz.
Stories.
All the way from Board Panda, I've done some digging for some how did you find out you were being cheated on stories.
Oh, no, this is going to trigger me.
But you might like the first one.
Okay,
a
great.
Little bit of duplicity in the first one. Short and sweet. A friend of mine was suspicious of her husband cheating as he went to play soccer with friends way too often. Now, in my opinion, there's no such thing, but apparently way too often. He always came home already showered, as he would sweat playing.
No.
One day, she sewed his soccer socks together. And when he came back all showered, she saw the socks were still sewed. So he wasn't playing soccer at all.
That is 100% like that? Something that I would do. I would do something like, you know, like take one of his cleats, is that what they call it?
That'll do, yep.
Yeah, out of the bag, or like, you know, I don't know, like deflate the soccer ball a little bit and see if it was still.
Sewing the socks, yeah, it's such an easiest, obvious thing to to trick up someone.
Yeah.
You're going to play soccer, right? Are you going to even attempt to go through a song and dance of pulling these socks out? No.
No, thank you.
I can blitz it.
I want more of those.
Yes.
Have you got one or two more?
I do. He broke up with me after 8 years together, seemingly out of nowhere. I look back and see the signs now, of course. He told me I was the cause of his severe depression. I had no clue he was even suffering with mental health issues. In an 8-year relationship, mind. Obviously, I carried a huge amount of guilt knowing I was the reason someone didn't want to be alive and took the breakup really tough.
Whoa.
Our cell phones were on the same bill and it would get sent in the mail. 3 months after we broke up, I had the thought to check through the calls list. There was a number he was calling at all hours of the day/night, every day. Decided to look back through previous bills from when we were together, and sure enough, same number and same volume of calls as far as 6 months prior to our breakup.
Jesus.
Called the number and a woman answered. Confronted him later and he fessed up. I had a very hard time processing the fact that someone I trusted for 8 years would purposely make me feel like I was an awful human when it was actually him all along.
Oh,
not
man.
Good. Not very good.
Have I ever shared, stop me if you've heard this one, but have I ever shared the worst way that I found out that somebody was cheating on me? And there's been quite a few friggin' awful ways. It's been 4 years, guys. If I tell the same story, like, so it's about it. So I heard a rumor that my then boyfriend was cheating on me. This was probably last year of high school or 1 year out of high school.
Right. And how does
so
a rumor?
I was about 17.
What does this rumor sound
well,
like?
Well, I basically had a friend say, look, I think so-and-so is cheating on you, but you might want to go and talk to him. And I was too scared to talk to him. So I thought I'd go to my best friend's house and be like, oh, my God, what do I do? So I go to her house and she answers the door in his t-shirt and he is at her house.
I don't think we have heard that little that little tale, Liz, because I think I felt that ricochet around the whole world as everyone put the pieces together.
Yeah.
And that sounds fresh to me. I'm sorry,
darling. It was his favorite Metallica t-shirt, so I was like, oh, that's his.
That's what he's.
And then there's his car off. Yeah.
No, that's horrible. That's
it
awful.
Was bad.
Oh, darling.
All right. I have some stories of the worst wedding stories that people have heard.
Good.
So we were sitting three or four. Hold on. This is from BuzzFeed, just so that we're making sure we're quoting sources. We were sitting three or four rows back when the maid of honor came down and she seemed to be a little flushed. Okay, weddings can be stressful for everybody in the party. And the bride and her father came down the aisle. And as I walked by, I heard her mumbling, I cannot believe it, on my wedding day. My day. And then she didn't hug or kiss his dad at the end of the aisle. In fact, I think she killed him with her laser beam eyes. When she stepped up on the altar, she basically jammed the bouquet into the hands of the maid of honor and gave her the same glare. Well, the groom suddenly started to look anxious and things seemed a little tense for the rest of the wedding, and the feeling slowly crept right to the back of the church. At the reception, the best man clued me into what was going on. I got an idea when I heard someone say, that's the kind of shit that cost him at the divorce. It seems the father of the bride and the maid of honor were caught in the act by the bride on her wedding day, just before she was about to go down the aisle. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, Zane, for that. Thank you. I've got another one.
Yeah, good. Move on.
How's this for it? They're all bad. This is bad weddings.
Oh, good. All right,
this is not good wedding stories, Tom. The bride didn't show up. The guests were at the church along with the bride and groom's families. The bridesmaids were missing, but the groom and all the groomsmen were waiting. We all waited for an hour and a half. Finally, the maid of honor showed up and announced that the bride decided that she was not getting married. And it seems that she used the airplane tickets for the honeymoon to elope with somebody else.
An eloping on the...
Wow. On the day of the wedding with somebody else. Again, press that button. Thank you.
Lord.
Yes.
I'm incredible.
Yes.
We don't have to give thoughts and opinions and feedback on these stories-driven ones, but I want to. I want to explore.
And I've got one of a bit of a bridezilla just to kind of, you know, like it's not love dying, but it's someone being a little bit not right. The wealthier bride's family raised a selfish effing, it says effing, monster. She went out of her mind that others in the wedding party walked on her special runner carpet up to the altar. That somebody else walked on that carpet before her, even though that is literally how weddings work.
That's how it works.
People walk down before you. Apparently that runner was for her and her only. Literally, the parents, the bridesmaids and groomsmen were expected to make their way to the altar on the bare floor on the side, inching down, and then this extra special runner was supposed to be brought out and rolled down just before she walked down the aisle.
That's just not on, is it? It's not good.
If I was the groom, I'd be like, yeah, I'm out. We're done. If
dump them.
Yes, this is the dump them episode, everybody. This is the absolutely 100% dump them episode.
The horrendous, horrific behavior on a wedding. We let weddings make people into monsters. Societally, we've decided, all right, you're having a wedding, you and orbiting satellite people around you get to be nightmares for the next 6 weeks, you know, month to 6 weeks.
That's conservative. 6 weeks? Yeah. Some people plan weddings for six months and they're assholes the whole time.
Yeah, I meant as we're radiating towards the event. Yeah.
And how does it go from it's my day to it's my week to it's my month to it's my year?
To it's my bit of carpet that I walk down.
Yeah.
No one
you
else shall
don't,
walk down
you know,
the carpet.
Can you imagine buying a carpet that you would walk, like only my feet can touch this carpet?
I am the
it is rolled
one.
Up and nobody else ever uses it again.
Oh my God. Dear readers, I hope that hearing these nightmarish wee little stories from us can make you turn and look at your friends or your parents or your siblings or your partner at home and sort of go, oh, it's not that bad. This is quite nice. And because there can be some nightmares. They've come across our desk by the dozens, these nightmare little stories.
Have you been at a wedding and witnessed some absolute garbage? Like, I want to know your worst wedding stories. Have you seen something bad? Have you been involved in something bad? Have you been... I don't know. What other bad stuff happens at weddings? Was someone a bridezilla? Was someone a groomzilla? Did a caterer fuck up? Like what? I want to know cringe, bad. Oh, even the ones where you see like photos of like a mother-in-law standing next to the groom, like being possessive over her son in the wedding photo. Like when like, and also she's wearing like something like a wedding dress. Like, has someone ever poured red wine on somebody? Like I want all of the terrible, shitty wedding stories.
And I don't know why that is. There's a weird psychology where we're like, ooh, weddings, they're nice and lovely, but when they go wrong, it's a little bit of a...
I kind of love it. Yeah, I'm sorry, Schadenfreude.
It's a bit of a car crash viewing.
Yeah. Look, as long as I'm not bridesmaid, because then it's intolerable.
I love the downfall wedding stories if they don't happen to any of the weddings that I go to.
Exactly.
If I'm not there and calamity happens, fine. But if I'm at the event, it's not my wedding or anyone I can particularly...
I think the ideal scenario is that if you are at the wedding as a plus one, no one there and everything goes to shit. Like that's a good time for me.
So yes, readers, let us know your little wedding letting hiccups. Yes, ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. You can send any thoughts, questions, feedback to us there. Jump on Facebook. We got a little self-running little group, Voice of Girlfriend.
It's been a real long week, guys.
Ghosts of Boyfriends Past Group Therapy. Join us there. It's always a good time. Rate and review the show, please.
Please do. It's been a little while since we've had reading out of the ratings, but I reckon if we get any 5-star reviews in the next month,
yeah, why not?
We will read them out on air. If we get any 1-star reviews, we will put them on a tote bag like we did last time. Please do not leave us a 1-star review just to get on a tote bag. But in the meantime, give us the messiest wedding stories you've ever heard.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.